Scripture reading is Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 7. Let me read. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you, that will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, Children of Sunday School. In Genesis chapter 26, Isaac had to move to another place when there was a famine where he was living. But unlike what he thought, the Lord God appeared to him and told him not to go to Egypt, but stay in Gerar, where the Philistines were living. God said, "Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you." So Isaac obeyed God. Men's mission members, elders, in this year, 2014, with the title, "I Will Do It," and I'm preaching about blessing. You should receive blessings. Your workplaces, businesses should thrive. Your tithes should be increasing. So, please contemplate on each word of the message, in the message, and understand how biblical figures received blessings, because the same applies today. Those who obey God will definitely receive blessings. You might say, "Oh, I love God, and I do not cease to pray in Daniel prayer meeting, and how come I have so many problems? I don't receive blessings." If you are one of them, as always, please listen to the message carefully and contemplate on it, so that what kinds of barriers you have between you and God. Because God's word is absolutely true. As long as you believe and obey, it'll be done as said. And that's what I've been experiencing. I've never experienced a God breaking His promise, and it just is nonsense that God breaks His promise. So, when I obeyed and believed and obeyed, everything was fulfilled. And those who are obeying, I see that they are also receiving blessings.
So
Isaac here, his plan was completely different from the command of God. All his plans were going away. He thought of something to do next, where to go in. But God's command was completely different from his thoughts. And yet, he just obeyed. This is faith and love for God and obedience. Even though it is different from your thoughts, you had your plan. So you can just go on with your plan. But God says something totally different. But in that case, men of God, they will just say yes and amen and obey. If God says, "Eat your meal," and you eat your meal, that is not really obedience. It is something that you are supposed to do. Real obedience is to do something that you cannot really do. So Isaac obeyed God. But because of that, Isaac, and so when you obey, everything goes well, right? If you obey, everything goes well, right? Or is there a problem? Will there be a problem? So there is no answer either way. Or maybe I can't hear. So God told something completely different. And when Isaac obeyed, all things should prosper. But because of that, Isaac was put into a difficult situation. His wife was almost taken away. Of course, it was because he used his fleshly thoughts and said that she was his sister. If she just honestly said the truth, God would have protected him, but he used his fleshly thoughts. His wife was beautiful, and he was afraid that the people of that land might kill him to take his wife. And that's why he said she was his sister. So he used his thoughts. He thought he was being wise in answering those people. But that was not real wisdom. But by the work of God, Isaac got his wife back, and he was able to dwell in the land safely under the protection of the king of the Philistines. Eventually, it turned out good. Then Genesis chapter 26, verses 12 and 13 says, Now Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and continued to grow richer until he became very wealthy. As he obeyed God, he gained a hundredfold. And the Lord God blessed him, and the man became rich and continued to grow richer until he became very wealthy. Elders of Men's Mission members, do you want to be wealthy? Do you want to be wealthy? Young people, too. You should have said amen. Elders, you don't have any desire, selfish desire. It is something good to be wealthy. Abraham was healthy. Job was wealthy. There are many men of God who are wealthy. Why aren't you honest? This is the blessing that Isaac received from God after his soul became prosperous. He didn't become wealthy right away. His soul prospered first, and then he received blessings. Through this trial, Isaac could change his attitude of relying on his own wisdom. This is very important. If you say you love God and you obey God, but if you rely on your own wisdom, and if you rely on your own thoughts, many elders, some of you are supposed to be receiving a lot of blessings, but you use your own experience, knowledge, and thoughts, and God cannot be pleased. You should rely on God 100% and just march with faith. So you can just do it. That's the only thing you have to do. And so because you are not breaking that attitude, you can't come into spirit. And his children are all in spirit. There is only one remaining in not coming into spirit. And this is a very chronic problem. You can just break it off. So even Isaac, through those trials, his that kind of attitude was changed. So he received a hundredfold blessings and became very wealthy. As a matter of fact, when Isaac obeyed God in a situation where he could not easily obey, he did not receive blessings immediately. Instead, the situation did not seem good for a moment, but Isaac did not complain or have resentment. He relied on God and received the solution, and he realized the fact that he was utilizing his own thoughts. This is the problem. Even though he said yes and amen to the command of God, which was completely different from his plan. So, you might think that the thing should prosper, but they didn't. They didn't. So what would you do in this kind of situation? You might have resented or complained. Oh, I obeyed God and in a situation where I couldn't obey, and how come things are not going well? There should be going well, and how come they are not going well? In most cases, you'd complain. This is the problem. And it means you do not completely trust God or rely on God. That is why you complain. Nowadays, you have reminiscence on GCN, and so the workers around me, they have interviews. They testify with the tears. And overseas crusades, they were not easy. Especially my crusades, it's not for some thousands of people. It is for tens of thousands and hundreds and even millions. On top of that, I was going to most of the countries were countries where you couldn't preach the gospel. You couldn't preach about Jesus Christ. That is why, so obviously, things were difficult. There were threat of terrorism, and sometimes it was against the law of that country. That is why the workers, they had to be on caution. And although we were going to difficult and dangerous countries, we never complained. I never complained. Oh, how come God is sending me to this kind of a difficult country? Because I didn't have to. Because I completely trust and rely on God the Father 100%. Even if things go wrong and then we receive terrorism. But I'm not even afraid of being attacked. Even though I am attacked, I will still live. I will give glory to God. What I was worried was the workers around me. But God will still protect the workers, so I didn't have anything to worry about. If God just protects me alone, it will still disgrace God. So God will protect everybody around me. So I just believe it 100%. So I don't have any worries. This is faith. I believe and trust until the end. Oh, things are not good. Even in Uganda, in the First Crusade, there were many disturbing works from the Korean missionaries, and there were other disturbing works. Mostly the missionaries from the famous church. And they are in this kind of a disguise. They are rather envious and jealous, and they try to stop us from doing the work of God, but we never collided with them or argued with them or anything like that. We never argued back after coming back to Korea either. And after the crusade is over, they all have to hide because we reveal the glory of God and all their lies were proven. So they can't even lift up their hands. Otherwise, they would have been welcomed by the local people because they are Koreans. Because they consider the Koreans the best. You know, whenever they see a Korean, they try to receive the prayer from the Koreans because they have seen the power of God through me. So many healing works. And everything is televised. So you know, they just try to receive prayer from any Korean they see. And even in the airport officials, they welcome us. They just let us pass without any problems. So this is faith. And if you complain just because of a little bit of difficulty, so when Isaac obeyed God in a situation where he could not easily obey, he did not receive blessings immediately. Instead, the situation did not seem good for a moment, but Isaac did not complain or have resentment. He relied on God and received a solution. And he realized the fact that he was utilizing his own thoughts. So his fleshly thoughts were broken away. Those who are not being those who are not coming into spirit, because in most cases, because you are still having fleshly thoughts. Some of them, they are very faithful, they are hardworking, but they are not in spirit yet, because they can't break away these fleshly thoughts. Through this process, Isaac broke down his own thoughts and his soul became prosperous. Then God blessed him very much, beyond imagination. This is the blessing of God given to those people whose souls are prosperous. So those whose souls are prosperous receive these blessings. Those who are receive the calling, those who have gone into spirit, none of them is having a hard time. You know, their families are not rich, but they don't have any financial problem. They help others. They'd rather help those who are in need. So when they help those who are in need, God blesses them more and more. So their tithes are increasing. Brothers and sisters, our goal on this earth, obviously, is not to become wealthy and enjoy ourselves. But those who are loved by God will enjoy abundant blessings on this earth. Therefore, you should receive the blessing of your soul being prosperous first. It's not just to receive financial blessings. The first reason is to go to a better heavenly dwelling place, to resemble the Father and gain a good place. And financial blessing will follow naturally once your soul is prosperous. If your soul prospers, financial blessings will naturally follow. Only then will you be able to say yes and amen to the words of God without utilizing your fleshly thoughts. The original voice will work on such people so that the blessings can come upon them. And this original voice will work on anyone. But you should have the attitude and the heart to receive the works of the original voice. Through this message, blessing, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all receive the works of the original voice, bringing blessings to you. Dear brothers and sisters, continuing from the last session, let us delve into what we have to do to receive the blessings of God. Based on verses 1 and 2 from the reading passage, we are looking into the three conditions to receive blessings. The first was about the words and commandments of God. About the words and commandments of God. Verse 1, Amplified Bible says, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. When you listening diligently to the voice of the Lord your God means you must not have idle thoughts. You must pay full attention to the Word of God. If you just are here in the church, it doesn't mean you kept the Sunday holy. Your mind was somewhere else. Your body was here, but your mind was not. And if you think about how to make money while in the service, your mind is with the making money. Your mind is not here. only a body is here. And some people, they said, oh, I kept the Lord's Day holy. The Bible said, the Holy Spirit says they didn't. Some people, Holy Spirit says to me, they didn't. But they say, oh, I kept the Lord's Day holy. So I asked them once again. In most cases, their family members, they defend these people. Oh, they kept the Lord's Day holy. Will they be diseased with the dying disease if they kept the Sunday holy? But the family members say they did. So I ask again, did you really keep the Sunday holy? If you did, both in the Sunday morning service and evening service, and if you gave a whole tithe, then they cannot answer any longer. And only then they give me the proper answer. They attended the Sunday morning, but sometimes they missed the Sunday evening service. And only then can I get the correct answer. They should have given the correct answer from the beginning. If they kept the Sunday holy, attend all the services well, they will never get the dying disease. That is the formula in the Word of God. And those who are keeping the Sunday holy and give the proper tithes, they will never commit sins leading to death. So they will never get a disease leading to death. And those people will never condemn and judge the shepherd or blaspheme the Holy Spirit. In that sense, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all His commandments, keep this and not keep that, no. To do all His commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. The Lord God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. If South Korea is seeking God, it will be. Here, I explain that to listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God does not only mean hearing it and storing it as knowledge. It is to obey what we hear. In order to do that, we first have to hear the word diligently. Without hearing, we don't know. So we cannot have any faith. So we not only have to read the messages and hear them, but we must meditate on them. We must read the Bible and messages and hear them and meditate on them. What is more important is to learn the Word of God spiritually, keep it in mind, and practice it immediately. Even though you listen 100 times, it's no use if you just forget them. If you do not keep them in mind, you have to meditate on them, and you have to store it as knowledge, but you have to meditate on them and cultivate them in your heart. You have to plant them in spirit, in your heart. If you've been doing this, all of you must be in spirit by now. But because you miss you forget the words you hear, you do not keep the words in your mind. And that is why pastors, Levites, elders, you're not even on the rock of faith. It means you're not worshiping in spirit and truth. If you worship in spirit and truth, the message will be engraved in your heart, and you will practice it. That is to worship in spirit and truth. If you just hear with one ear and let it slip through the other ear, it is not to worship in spirit and truth. And if you lead a Christian life, if you do that for a couple of years, it is enough time for you to go into spirit, but you don't do that. Next, let us look into the commandments. In the reading passage, it says, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today. all as a condition for us to receive blessings. God tells us to keep all His commandments. Commandments are the things that God Himself ordered us to do. The Ten Commandments are the best example. The commandments have the strongest force among all the words of God. We can feel the force from the word commandment itself. So, it is not something in which we have an option. It is something that we simply must do. Especially, they are the commandments of the Almighty God. So we have to do them. Ten commandments, they are commandments. It's an order. We have to do them. For example, saying, drive carefully and fasten your seatbelt while driving are very different from each other. Your children are driving, so you say, oh, drive carefully. And you must fasten your seatbelt. They are very different. Fasten your seatbelt is a command. Be careful, you know, drive carefully. Drive carefully includes many things, but fasten your seatbelt while driving is directly related with life. That is why it is a must. It can be directly related with your life in a case of an accident. You know, it could save your life. So, for this reason, it is mandated by the law. As in the above example, most of the commandments of God are directly related to life and death and blessings and curses. So, if you do not keep the commandments, it's got something to do with your salvation. But some believers find the commandments of God burdensome. More simply put, they find it difficult to keep them, even though they are related with salvation and heaven. They say they are difficult to keep. They just want to lead a casual life in faith. They say, oh, I think I'll go to heaven when I die. But they are not even sure. They should have the goal of New Jerusalem at least. If they have the goal of paradise, it's not acceptable because with one mistake you might fall away from paradise and go to hell. But as I said earlier, commandments are not something optional for us. And if we just have the willingness to keep them, they are not really difficult to keep. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14 says, "For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach." It is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. If you love God, nothing is difficult. If you love, you say you love the shepherd. In most letters, you say you love the shepherd. You love me. But if you love me, all of you will obey. God hates those things so much, and I told you so many times not to commit the sins leading to death. But still you do them. And you say, Senior Pastor, I love you. It is a lie. If you really love me, will you give me such a hard time? Will you disobey me so much? You don't even love me, and you are giving me only a hard time, and why do you say you love me? If you love me, you still love, you love God, you try to, at least you try to live by the Word of God, and you actually live by the Word of God, it is to love me. The commandment is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it, that we may observe it. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it. Will you have to get the word of God from heaven or import it from another country? It's right here. You listen to all the messages, you hear them, you can imprint them on your heart.
그러니까 어려운 게 아니라 이 말입니다.
So it's not something difficult. You don't have to buy it from somewhere else. You don't have to import it from a far away country. We have a deacon who is selling pigs, who is buying and selling pigs, who is studying pigs, so he has to buy the pigs from the United States tomorrow. And it's not like that. The Word of God is always here with you. It's all in the Bible. When I told you to listen to the seed of life 10 times, to read the Romans of Three Kingdoms 2 times, and to read the Bible out loud, those who really wanted to obey from the heart must have felt it was not difficult to obey. On the other hand, those who did not have the willingness to obey must have felt it was such a great burden. Must have given many reasons and excuses for not being able to obey. 1 John 5:3 says, For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And if you love God, you will keep His commandments. Those who keep His commandments, they are the ones who love God, and they will be protected. To obey the words of the shepherd is to love the shepherd and to be loved by the shepherd. And those who love the shepherd, they will see him in their dreams. According to how much you love him, you will definitely see the shepherd in your dreams. If you don't see him in your dreams, you can look back on yourself. How much you thought about him. And it's the same with the Word of God. God says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. I don't appear in your dreams because you don't even seek me. You don't even long for me. While there are so many people who see me so often, or see me to receive the solutions of their problems. And His commandments are not burdensome. The commandments of God would not be burdensome to those who love God, but rather they feel the love of God the Father contained in the commandments. They feel joy in keeping the words of God. So they feel joy and happy to keep the commandments of God. Deuteronomy 10:13 says, And to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good, as said, the commandments are given to us for our own happiness. So if we understand this heart of God, we will obey the commands of God, telling us to do certain things voluntarily and with joy. Such people are also the ones who fully prepare their vessels to receive blessings. Suppose, if you just obey, it is a blessing. But did you really obey? The elders, you do businesses, and I hope you will receive a lot of blessings. You should be. But one of the elders said, he was saying, I'm giving a $5,000 tithe, $3,000 tithe. Elders, they should be giving that much a tithe every month. But did you really obey? I told you to listen to the seed of life 10 times. Did you obey? Oh, now, not now. When I told you to do that, not only after other people listen to it to them and are receiving answers and everything. That is not really obedience. Only after hearing other people's testimonies that they received healings and blessings, it was not really voluntary obedience. If you just listen one message a day, it takes only 10 days. If you listen to one message in 10 days, 100 days will be enough. I gave you more than 100 days, but when I checked it, most of you didn't listen. It's the same with the Romans of Three Kingdoms. I told you to read it 2 times, and was it so difficult? Nowadays, many of you will raise your hands that you read, but when I told you to do that. Not many people did. You should obey right away. Suppose within a half year, if you read two times within a half year, then I consider it the obedience. But was there anybody who did within the 6 months? Most people disobeyed. But in that case too, other people after reading the Romans of Three Kingdoms two times, they had many testimonies, receiving blessings and solutions and everything. Only then did other people read. But it was not willing, they were not willing to obey. But even though, while they are not obeying, they'd rather complain. I don't even have time, and why would the senior pastor tell us to do these things? God knows how much time you have. It's not to take away your precious time. It is such a important, it carries such an importance. And God moved my heart to tell you to do it. You know, it's not out of my own discretion. And also God explained since then, later, when you told others to read, told the members to read, how many people obey? That is it. If they obey, how will I not bless them? They don't even obey your words, and how much words of God who is not seen will they obey while they don't obey your words? The problem is, even though you seem to be obeying, it means you are not obeying. That is why your problems are not solved and you can't receive blessings. Also read the Bible out loud, properly. Did you obey? Did you obey? There's no strength in your answer. You know how I told you to read? It had to be proper reading from the beginning to the end. When you read, you must not have any idle thoughts. You must read it out loud. So when you read it out loud, you must be able to hear it yourself, and it has to go into your heart. So you have to read it properly and not with any idle thoughts. And if you do, your attitude will be different. Your mindset will be different. Your body posture will be different. You will not, if you just read it freely, you can maybe read it with a free attitude, free posture, but you will have, when you read it properly, you will sit straight, and your mind will be gathered, your thoughts will be gathered. And you'll read it out loud. But some people, in case of students, in the school, they want to read the Bible so they don't have enough time. But then they can't do it. They can't read it out loud in front of other students. But I said, you have to read it properly. Oh, I don't have enough time. Oh, I can read it on the streets or something. Yes, you can read it on the street and in the school, but you have to exclude it from the proper reading. Because I told you so, you read the Bible properly. You can read on the way to school or in the school and some other place. And you can read them at your own time. But the reading, proper reading, it must be done separately. In your own time. You have to separate your time. And I don't have enough time. It's an excuse. You can do it, or you can read it for an hour a day. You can spare just 1 hour. Then it'll not even take 3 months. Because it takes 80 hours to read the whole Bible. If you read it slowly, it takes 90 hours. If you read it very fast, it takes 70 hours. So maybe average, with 80 hours, you can read it. So if you read an hour a day, it doesn't take even 3 months. So I gave you enough time to read the Bible. But you still do not obey. Some people, they read it, but sometimes they with the lousiness, drowsiness. They just read it with their eyes. That is not obedience. I told you specifically how to read the Bible, so you have to follow it. Oh, do I have to follow that all those specific instructions? Yes, because I gave you those specific instructions to follow all those specific instructions. If you do read it at your own discretion, is that really obedience? King Saul, he obeyed, but at his own way. Is it really obedience? No. Obedience is to follow everything exactly. So what are we trying to achieve, accomplish here? As I said, if you read the Bible out loud and properly, it remains in your heart because you don't have any idle thoughts. So you have to spare the time when you have the full when you can have the full concentration. You can just spare 1 hour a day, not when you are drowsy and when you are tired, so that you can remember everything clearly. And what you read will be put into your heart. So because you are obeying, and also this obedience, act of obedience itself is important. God considers this act of obedience greatly. So those who obey and read, everybody will receive at least one answer, whether it's a divine healing or a solution to problem, whether they receive a financial blessing or some other kind of blessing, or their measure of faith grows up very much. God gives them at least one kind of blessing. And God will definitely give you blessing when you obey my advice, my instructions. Because if you consider it as the word of God, God guarantees, because God guarantees my word. But not many of you obeyed my instruction. Many of you said, oh, I read it once, I read it twice. But not many people obeyed in the exact same way I instructed you to do. It'll be good if I give you homework, but I won't. Now, for the last 32 years, only a few times I've given you any kind of homework. But if you just obey, it'll be your blessing, but you don't do it. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry to point out that you didn't, but you rarely did anything. You know, you do well something. You do something well, but you do all the physical things well, but spiritual things you don't obey. Some men's mission members came to see me in my office, and I was very happy to see them because many believers are growing up in faith in branch churches too. So many of them are giving $1,000, $2,000 tithe every month. So I know their faces. I know their names. It means they follow me diligently, even though they are far away. So those who are following me, they receive blessings. But even those who are in the main church, they can always see me, but they don't follow me. I don't see their face. I don't know their faces. I always watch you on GCN, so I know some of your faces. So the problem lies with you. This year, it says, I will do it. Who does it? It means me. If you trust me, love me, and obey me, I will pray for you, for your well-being, and the blessing will go to you. I could finish only a little bit of the script, the material I prepared, but please contemplate on the messages and make it completely your own, and please be obedient. Please obey. You can receive blessings only when you obey, because the word of God is absolutely true. You don't receive blessings only because you don't obey. Even if you obey, it means you obey in a wrong way, like in the case of Isaac. He obeyed until the end. Go to another place. He tried to do this and that. And he prepared everything and he wanted to go. Suppose you planned everything and I say, don't go to another place, just stay in Korea. So you obeyed. So you stayed in Korea, but the things are not going well. That is the problem. That time is the problem. Now you resent. You complain. Oh, I had a way to earn a lot of money in another country, but the senior pastor told me to stay, and I stayed, and things are not going well. If you complain and resent in this situation, that is the problem. It means you are not passing this gateway. If you trusted and obeyed, such things will not be a problem. If things go wrong, they might even go wrong, and you can interpret them in a good way all the time. And if you pass this test, you will be prosperous. You might even have tests two times or three times. In case of Joseph, he had three tests. Even though God gave him such a big dream, he was sold into Egypt as a slave. And he was once imprisoned, being wrongfully accused. But the Bible says he was prosperous. When I was a believer, you know, things were not going well. When I was a new believer, I didn't really understand why it was prosperity. But later, I understood the word of God. Eventually, it was the quickest way. It was the prosperous way. So even though I'm leading you to the prosperous way, you don't understand. Or rather, you complain and resent me, or resent the situation, or you put the blame on others. And it is a way of a problem. It is not an act of faith. It is not an act of love or faith. Because you didn't pass those tests, in most cases, you don't pass these tests. You say you are acting with faith, but you just put your own thoughts first. You put your own knowledge and experience first. Or you are deceived by somebody else's words. So eventually, you are not prosperous.
Amen.
Amen. If you realize this, you will say amen. So you have to realize this point. Oh, I obeyed, but I have a problem. How come? So you must think, you look back on yourself. Did you really give thanks and rejoice even in difficulties? Even in problems? Did you really believe that the things will turn out to be good even after hardships? If you just later you have another hardship. If you had another hardship yet, you still just keep on giving thanks, and eventually there are at sometimes three tests. You know, not sometimes it's just one test or the two tests, or as many as three tests for big blessings. And the Lord was also tested three times after fasting. In 99 too, there were three tests for our church. After passing all three tests, it was a blessing immediately. Within such a short time, you could embrace the whole world, and my name and the name of Man Min was known all over the world. So please keep this in mind. God's word is absolutely true, and the problem is your attitude, your heart, your faith, your obedience or disobedience, your judging. Or let us pray. Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. Let them keep them in mind, understand them properly. Let them not forget, but let them keep them in mind, and when there are problems, let them solve their problems based on the Word of God. Let them, so these messages on blessings, let them keep them in their mind so that they can apply the principles themselves and realize the ways of the blessings. Give them spiritual and physical health from all their heads, head to toe, all their cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father Bill Mahon of USA, loosen the paralysis of hands from car accident. And Vitaly Panikov, we'll have evangelism meeting in Sacramento from April 24th to May 16th. Let it go well. Yang Wei's, let the water in her fetus brain disappear and let her deliver the baby. Healthy baby. Liu Aijian of neighboring country. Nodules in breast, kidney, lymph disappear. Light come. Let the blood platelet count and thyroid level to become normal. Bless her. Jo Uri, breast tumor in the breast be healed. Fan Jingkui. Let colon cancer and lymph nodes be healed. Gao Longfei, spondylitis be healed. Dou Longfeng, let him find and meet his uncle again. There are prayer requests from In Victory's readers and TBN Russia viewers. There are many prayer requests. Father, lay your hands on them. Answer to them. Bless them. Light come. Father, thank you. Let these members, let their eyes see well, let them hear well, and let all the internal organs be healthy. Even the last stage cancers, all the metastasized cancers, all diseases go away, all skin diseases go away, high, low, and blood pressure, no skin, diabetes go away, all joints and marrow be healed. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father God, give them spiritual and physical health. Lord, thank you. Protect all the church vehicles and all the church members' vehicles. Protect them throughout this week in all respects. Father, thank you. Also, comfort the parents of the students who are on board Sewol ferry and let them open their hearts to accept the Lord. This, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.